Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Michael Potschmidt. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 8, verses 1 to 21. Soon afterward, Jesus went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's household manager, and Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their means. And when a great crowd was gathering and people from town after town came to him, he said in a parable, "A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away, because it had no moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And some fell into good soil, and grew and yielded 100-fold." As he said these things, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when his disciples asked him what this parable meant, he said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing, fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. No one, after lighting a lamp, covers it with a jar or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand, so that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care, then, how you hear, for to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he thinks that he has will be taken away. Then his mother and brothers came to him, but they could not reach him because of the crowd. And he was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, desiring to see you." But he answered them, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, it's that time of year again, planting season. Farmers and gardeners are sowing seeds, an act of faith, anticipating the fall harvest. For all of our scientific and technological advancement, the actual seed growth and production is outside of our control. Genetic modification, GPS-controlled equipment, herbicides, insecticides. We can explain the process, but we can't control it. We can influence it, but we can't determine the outcome. When all is said and done, for that tiny seed to germinate and grow and produce a crop, we trust God's provision. The spiritual horticulture Jesus describes is no different. The sower sows the seed far and wide in the most unusual places, but every seed sown is an act of faith. Pastors, teachers, parents, friends, professional church workers, all God's people sharing Jesus far and wide. At home, at church, at work, at school, in the neighborhood, more seeds are sown. The message of our sinful, desperate need and God's generous love and grace in the Savior. In conversations, classrooms, coffee shops, community events, telling how we cannot win God's gifts and are hopeless without Him. But in Jesus, God reaches down to free us from ourselves, to freely give us new life with Him. To the open-minded and the skeptic, younger and older, the newly baptized and the lifelong Christian, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. And finally, ultimately, divinely, God's word does its work. He's working right now. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, sower of the seed, the women supported you from their own means during your ministry of releasing creation from its bondage. Give us strength to support the work of sowing the seed of your forgiveness in the world through our almsgiving, as we embody in our lives your mercy and charity. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.